What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Back with another installment. Cookie, Jasmine, Pepper, and Jester are in the house. We've got an awesome lineup tonight. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was putting off this two-minute warning thing that we've been talking about, and I know we were supposed to do it a couple weeks back, and it's been getting delayed, but enough delay, I got it ready, so I'm going to go ahead and jump on into it just to kind of get us warmed up for the show, because a lot of the stuff that's in here is basically a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight, so I figure why not get it started with this. So if we could go ahead and put 2 minutes on the clock, anybody, and we'll get going. All right, so 2 minute warning, here goes. The topic was sexual fantasies, and it was Jasmine's topic. So my name got pulled, so I got to do sexual fantasies. All right. So an ex-girlfriend of mine asked me one night when we were in bed about, you know, my sexual fantasies. She said, what are some of your, you know, things that you're thinking of or that you're into? And so I kind of wanted to have fun with it because I thought it was a stupid question, and I was just kind of in a weird mood that night. So I told her, well, it's not just one. It's kind of like a few. And she's like, whoa, like, how many is a few? And I was like, well, you know, they don't all have to do with me having sex. Some of it is just things like I want to see that are kind of connected to sex or, you know, stuff like that. And she goes, like, what? And I said, well, for instance, I thought about being a flasher and then doing it for a while and then saying I was going to retire but sticking it out for another year. And then I told her I wanted to meet somebody that was born in a whorehouse and ask them if they've ever been called a brothel sprout. I want to meet a married dude and who cheats on his wife so I can ask him, or a married dude that cheats on his wife that has a foot fetish so I can ask him if he considers that getting off on the wrong foot. So she just kind of looked at me all kind of confused, and she says, okay, that's kind of weird. She goes, what about like a threesome? I said, what about it? So she goes, okay, if you could have a threesome tonight, which one of my girlfriends would it be? Oh, man, talk about a question that could totally ruin the entire night. She was so pissed. Apparently, I was only supposed to pick one of her girlfriends, not two. So it just goes to show you how things can go from awesome to shit in the span of a question. Like, well, here's another example. The other day, I'm texting my buddy, or after that, a few days later, I'm texting my buddy about what had happened. And I'm complaining, and she's, you know, that she's saying that our sex life is boring, that I get distracted too easily, and I was asking him what he thought I should do, and then I had to go because I had to get back to having sex with her because she started complaining again. Totally impatient. Totally impatient. See, so not all fantasies are good. I mean, some can get you into weird, uncomfortable shit. I once met a girl who wanted to trade sex for Adderall. That bitch was such an attention whore. I had a one-night stand with her, and the next day I felt like shit. I felt so awful walking around just feeling crappy the whole next day. You know, I learned a really valuable lesson that day. You should never have sex with somebody that has the flu. You know, and now I think it's funny that my friends call me about shit their kids do. I have a buddy that found a BDSM mag in his son's room, and he's talking to me about it. He asked, what do you think I should do? And I said, well, shit, that's a tough one, man. I guess you can't spank him. And that took me back to when I was a kid. I was probably like 16, and my dad walks into my room, and he hands me a condom. He says, here, I found this condom in your room the other day. And I said, thanks a lot, Grandpa. And I took the condom back, and he's like, whatever. And why are you calling me Grandpa? I said, because I couldn't find the fucking condom yesterday. And that's my 2 minutes.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Very good.
All right. So that, you know, that's I don't know, it just kind of, on the topics that we had talked about, I thought about those, and I just kind of went with that. And so one of the topics that came up, and this is just to kind of tell you about the weird shit that we talk about when you're not listening. Somebody made a comment about somebody else's genitalia smelling or tasting like something. So I guess the question is to everybody, what's the weirdest thing you've ever been told your junk smells or tastes like? Oh, since Pepper made that face, you're going to start. Now that's what you get. Now you're going to start.
Wow. It was
Last night, I think, or a night before.
A current event?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was recent. That me and my boyfriend were, you know, we're done doing what we're doing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. My boyfriend and I.
My boyfriend and I. Sorry.
I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
It was a hot summer night. And my boyfriend and I.
There you go.
That's, sounds better? Well,
that's so much better.
She can class, be taught.
Classy. Classy. That's,
okay,
that's,
gotta
that's
go
what
classy.
Like.
Then go trashy in the end. Wow. He, after we had sex, and then he's like, I don't know if he smelled his fingers or I don't know what he did. He said it smelled or tasted like a Cheeto.
Where the fuck do you store
was
your
he licking
snacks
your
for
feet
later?
Or something?
And I asked, "Was what do you mean, flaming hot or regular?"
Oh, dear God.
And he said a cheese puff.
It's
a
swollen?
Cheese puff, so it's like extra cheesy.
Ew, my shit is not cheesy, but I don't know what he
busted.
Ate. I don't know what he ate earlier, but
it's like
it wasn't
flavor
me.
Blasted.
It wasn't me. Maybe it was both of our juices mixed together.
It's like the it's like that Pizza Hut crust where you can choose your top, your flavor now. Would you want it to smell, taste
it's
like garlic, parmesan, or stuffed crust, or the pretzel so crust? Do you want it
fucking
salty?
Asiago parmesan or some shit.
She's baking a loaf and it that's smells so, like sourdough.
That's so gross. And I would always make like jokes like my taco has cheese, like just a joke. Oh, and they hear that, I was like, ew. Yeah, so I'll be douching tonight.
Like cottage cheese.
No cottage cheese. Ew, that's gross. Any cheese is gross.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think the answer to your problem is maybe he needs to buy you a lunch pail. That way you don't have to keep storing your fucking
right?
Cheez-Its in your fucking badge.
My son's snack for tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Would you rather Cheez-Its out of your mom's vagina?
I'll take the carrot sticks.
In your dad's ranch.
Manch.
Or carrot sticks dipped in your dad's manch.
I'll take the manch.
Give me the Cheetos.
I'll take the Cheez-Its, please.
Oh, gosh.
Who's next?
So what about you, Jasmine?
I was told it tasted like Lucky Charms, but one time I was like on my first day of my period, and I told my husband that, oh, it's a light flow, and we started having sex.
And then you started beatboxing?
We stopped midway because it got going.
It's like, I feel like I'm murdering a midget.
It was like the Red Sea.
It's like a vampire
buffet
down there.
And he was like, it smells like fucking change up in here. And I started cracking up.
Like a roll of wet panties.
So now I know to do the shit in the shower.
Was your sheets like the color of the Japan
or just
flag?
Avoid it altogether. So that's my
she
thing.
Didn't
hear me but at least it tastes like Lucky Charms, I guess. I don't know.
Were your sheets the color of the Japan flag?
Racist.
It happens.
White and red.
Yeah. Represent.
Gong.
What about you, Cookie? Any like
in regards to my taste, no. Like it's I think it's one of those things you just don't I wouldn't not unless someone divulged to me like, oh, it tastes like this, would I ask, what does it taste like?
Yeah.
So I guess that's like no
really?
News is good
news. Really?
Because
I totally would. I'd be like.
And we expect that of you, Jasmine. Tell me what I taste like.
That's why you are you.
Does it taste like a Snickers? So it's that no news is good news kind of thing. I've heard...
It tastes like a wet burrito.
People, comparatively speaking, not mine in particular, but I've had girlfriends say that they've dated guys and it's tasted like... pancake batter, and that sounds disgusting.
Pancake batter is actually good. I like it.
Oh my gosh. A friend of mine said that she was so she doesn't swallow. And I was like, why not? And she was like, it's because one time I ended up gagging on my husband because it smelled like Clorox.
Oh, yeah. I've tasted that bleach sperm.
Really?
It's nasty.
I don't know.
That clean taste?
It's bleachy, like, ooh, like nasty. Wait,
smelled or taste?
No, the taste. Like the taste. It's like.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. It's like a burning sensation.
Okay, so follow-up question. How do you know what Clorox tastes like?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Wow. It's just, okay, smell Clorox, and I'm assuming that's how it tastes.
How empty was the liquor cabinet? How empty did it have to be? Was it just the bottle of schnapps that
was
left?
It was hard. I was having a hard day, okay? I needed something.
So you swallowed Clorox.
Yikes.
Yeah, no. I don't recommend it to anybody.
I don't know. Get yourself a boy who doesn't smoke and who doesn't drink, because for some reason it tastes really good.
When they don't?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. If somebody drinks and drinks and drinks.
And eats clean. Yeah. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as...
What about you?
As far as I know... That's a lie, because I don't eat well at all. I eat like shit.
You just eat a lot of pineapple.
Well, yeah.
Well, then that's what helps.
And I drink and I smoke, but yeah, I eat a lot of pineapple, so it has to make up for it, and I've had zero complaints. The only complaint I had was that there wasn't enough. She God. Wanted more.
You are feeding some hungry bitches.
Bitches be hungry.
Thirsty.
So, for me, the weirdest thing, taste that I was told it tastes, junk tasted like was chocolate. And then I told her to stop licking back there. And, then after that, she said, oh, it doesn't taste like anything. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, yeah, chocolate to nothing, depending on how far back she goes.
Wow. Chocolate and nuts.
So,
pairs well with nuts, man. Banana split.
Chocolate to nothing. Isn't that the Michael Jackson biography?
Oh. Awesome. So, Speaking of celebrities, did you hear about Carrie Fisher?
Hear about her? I'm still looking for a new dealer now. Still about to score shit.
Oh, she had it all. And she had most of it in her system when she went.
She's a greedy bitch.
In a drug needle far, far away.
Oh, fuck.
You know, it just, now we know it was inside the buns. That's where she hid the heroin.
The cocaine, the methadone, and the opiates along with the ecstasy.
Jesus, there was enough drugs in her system to kill like 3 normal people.
Or just enough drugs for 1 Bill Cosby date.
Which was confirmed to be consensual.
Yes, I mean.
Fat Albert's not going to jail. Are you fucking serious? That guy's rich. Like, way rich. There's no way he's
What would
do
Ghost that. Dad do in jail? I mean, come on now.
I know, they're not going to let him take his drugs in there with him.
He's not going to make it. He is not going to make it.
Oh, they'll put him in the same kind of prison they put Martha Stewart in.
Oh, my God.
It's a good thing.
Right? He'll just... Or they'll put him on house arrest. I have to walk around with an ankle bracelet. So, that's right. I forgot that he was Ghost Dad. It's been so long since I saw that movie. What was the other Patrick Swayze? Was it
Ghost?
Oh, Ghost, right. Okay, that was
Ghost.
The one.
Yes.
Yeah. Or is Patrick Swayze known now? Ghost.
Ghost.
He has a cool new nickname.
They put baby in that corner real good.
Dirty dancing.
They put baby in the corner for good.
You can't put baby in a corner, but you can sure put him in a coffin. You guys are terrible.
You guys are dicks.
So,
you are what you eat.
Be proud of that shit.
I'm also an asshole.
So am I.
So, talking about famous dead people, if you could have dinner with a let's say five famous dead people of your choosing, who would it be?
Can I go first?
You can go first.
Yeah, go for it.
Just because I don't want anybody to take my five.
Oh, I know, God, you damn fucking it. Bastard.
I can't take? What if I like one of yours?
Best not.
Okay. Best not say mine.
First?
Then that'll be a fucking miracle because you don't know who anybody is.
No. See?
I know my five. I'm all SpongeBob.
He's still alive.
I know. His show's still going, you asshole. Don't jinx it. I love that show.
They don't have new episodes.
What are you, living a pineapple under the sea?
All right, Tom and Jerry.
Steel Cable again. You'll be able to see it.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Fucking Inspector Gadget.
Tom and Jerry are dead, yes.
They're long gone.
Wait, which Inspector Gadget?
I don't know, the one that says Go-Go Gadget.
The original one, not the Matthew cartoon. Broderick or French Stewart one. The cartoon one.
The cartoon.
Maxwell Smart.
Yeah. He's dead? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And it was Agent 99?
Yes. Yeah. Penny?
Yeah.
Five dead people? Dinner?
Yeah, yes. Five.
Joan Rivers.
He would. Alright.
Typical.
God, that's a good start already.
I'm not even fucking surprised.
How many is that?
That's one.
Frank Sinatra.
Alright.
Okay. Amy Winehouse.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Carrie Fisher. And Jesus Christ.
Aw, you took mine.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
He'll be at my dinner.
The Last Supper.
Somebody's going to turn all that water into wine.
It's a supper comeback. It's his comeback tour.
All right. Jasmine, what about you?
Man, that inspired me because since he said fucking Jesus Christ, I'm going to pick the fucking biggest whore in history. Mary Magdalene.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my name. I'm still here.
All right, that's one.
Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Is that the requirement? He has to have the makeup on?
He has to have the scars?
Or it's no deal?
Yes. So okay, third one would be Jim Morrison, because I would fuck the shit out of him from The Doors. Kurt Cobain.
You asshole.
And yes? My fifth one would have to be probably Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, wow, all right.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so follow-up question for you and Cookie, since you guys both picked Bob Marley wasn't a huge drug addict, but he had a lot of weed. Since
exactly Cookie, why?
Okay, keep that in mind. All right, and you pick the people that did more drugs than anybody on the planet. Would you still have picked them if they couldn't bring the drugs with them?
Yes.
Only Jesus Absolutely. Christ.
What did you say?
He said only Jesus Christ. He's like, if they're not bringing the drugs, then I don't see the point of lunch.
That's a hard pass.
What about you, Pepper?
I'm going to say the devil, of course. Lucifer. I would love to have dinner with him. Adolf Hitler. Anna Nicole Smith. Marilyn Monroe. And one more. Shit. Well, she took my Heath Ledger. Damn you.
That bitch.
I know.
You can have the cowboy version.
Yeehaw.
Elvis Presley. No, I'm sorry. Let me change that. Paul Walker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot he died.
I did. I did too. And I'm like, wait, white boy.
All right. So follow-up question. Cookie sees where this one's going already. you can't have sex with any of these people. Would that change your list?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Liar.
I swear.
Bullshit.
Can't have sex with them, but they can do other stuff. Wow. It's all about mind control.
Yeah, can we just do, like, butt stuff then? Is that cool?
She just wants to be a pillow princess. That would totally do it with
Jim Morrison.
Have you seen Hitler's fuck me face? How could you turn that down?
Yeah.
I'm all about fucking Hitler in the ass.
I didn't know it was a serious dinner. I thought it was like a fucking sausage buffet.
That's what I thought when I was listening
Aren't
to her list.
All your
like...
dinner sausage buffets, Jasmine?
Yeah, and I picked the biggest whore in history, so...
You have to share.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that leaves me. I'm going to start off with Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
And then...
I was going to pick him, but I knew you were going to pick him, so I wasn't trying to be an asshole.
It just happened.
But I'm sorry, I had to take Kurt Cobain.
No, that's cool. I mean, between the two, I'd probably rather... I would have picked Hendrix over Cobain.
Okay, here's the second one.
All right, second one would be Greg Giraldo. If you don't know who Greg Giraldo was, he's offensive comic, a very well-known roaster.
Roastmaster extraordinaire.
Yeah, yeah, and he died a few years ago. So
I thought you were saying, like, I thought you meant that guy that talked
no,
to
not
Gerardo.
Geraldo Rivera. He's still alive, right? He's still alive? Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
He's still alive. And that's not even his real name. Einstein. Everybody said he was fucking crazy. I'd want to see if he really was, like, fucking insane.
God damn, I should have fucking picked Nikola Tesla.
Oh, that would be a good one, too, but,
He was crazy, though.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Nobody that could put me in, like, serious, like, physical harm, like, danger.
I guess I'm out.
At least Einstein was a little older and a little slower and harder to get around, so I could be without, you know, out of arm's reach and be okay. Walter Payton, one of the, like, best running backs that ever played football, and he played
for the Bears. I'm the wrong person.
And he was, like, actually one of the biggest reasons that I got involved in sports when I was a little kid.
Okay.
It was because of that guy, so.
Last one.
Definitely with him. Okay, last one. I think I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Oh!
She said, oh.
One of my peoples.
One of your people, yeah.
He's coming back.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I've been into martial arts for a while, and a lot of the stuff that he did was just, like, incredible. And it's the stuff that he did, like, you have to be super, super good to pull off, like, half of that shit. Half-assed.
Dude, and mad props for an Asian dude to fuck a white girl. Just saying. That's really, really hard to do.
Isn't that the Asian dream? Move to America, marry a white woman?
Yeah. That's real. I mean, he's got to be really skilled.
So, speaking of dead people and the funny things that they do sometimes in your sleep, yeah, you know where this is going. So Pepper starts telling us this story the other day, and we had to, like, stop her because it was gold what we heard so far. So, you know, we stopped her, like, maybe a third of the way into it, and we told her to save it for right now so that we could do it on the show. So, Pepper, I'm going to turn it over to you and just go ahead and retell the story that you were telling us the other day, because that was gold.
I don't know. It was a dream or what, but I thought I got fucked by a ghost. Like, literally. Like, it felt so good. I actually had an orgasm, which are very hard to fucking have.
In your sleep?
Yes, I was asleep. And I seen myself laying on the bed and a ghost fucking me. Like, it was nothing fucking me because it was a ghost, but it, yeah, like, and he fucked me good. I woke up happy.
That's a good ghost fucker.
Yeah. So
Did you have your hand down your pants?
No, I didn't touch myself or anything. Like, my hands were back of the pillow, like, if I was tied up. And I was being fucked by a ghost. He was touching me, and it was so nice.
So ghost bondage?
Oh, this is better than real life.
Yeah. You had a real ghost daddy?
Yeah.
You ghost luster, you.
Ghost it, busted in you?
Yeah. So when he cream pied you, was it slime or was it just like regular jizz?
He didn't come.
He did.
I did. I finished first.
It was ecto cooler everywhere.
I was like, motherfucker, don't you know this is a race? I'm done. Get off.
Oh shit. It's all flying off. And floating.
Did you do anal with the ghost?
No, just vagina.
You're no fun.
We didn't get that far.
Why the alarm?
Did he go down on you?
It wasn't Casper the Friendly Ghost. It was just a boring ghost.
Did the ghost go down on you?
No, he just kissed my whole body and then fucked me, and it felt good. You guys have to have that experience.
I will take
Did
your
it feel like
it.
Air?
It felt like I was being fucked by somebody, like literally, like.
Like a drunk neighbor that crawled in the window.
Guilty.
No, it just was like there was nobody there.
He was like, "Check out my new cologne. Does it smell like chloroform to you?"
I wear that scent.
And then she passed out and was like,
I woke up feeling happy.
He put the pillowcase over his head is what it was, so she wouldn't see his face.
And she just thought, on his eyes.
And she just thought it was a ghost because he had the whole pillowcase
it
thing
going.
It was
a sheet, Andy.
It was a sheet.
It was a sheet, okay.
So,
and he poked the two eyes out.
So, as far as we can tell, clan member got her drunk and then jumped in her window and had us way with her when she was asleep.
Pepper's yeah. always game for a good time.
Hell yeah.
So, any clan members in the area?
No. Yeah, it was good, though. I hope you guys have that. Maybe that was a wet dream. I don't know, but I wasn't touching myself. It was the ghost fucking me. I wish I would have named him.
How wet a dream was it?
Yeah, how wet a dream was
it? I orgasmed. I felt myself throb and shit. Like, I really had an orgasm.
Were you, like, okay, did you, like...
I woke up happy, and I don't wake up happy every morning.
Any morning?
No. Not unless I have some bomb sex.
With a ghost.
With a ghost. So unless Patrick Swayze is banging you in the middle of the night.
Having the time of his life.
Yeah, she's not a happy camper in the morning.
I wonder if you were, like, just laying still or you were, like, just...
I was asleep.
Squirming around.
I was... Well, like, in my... I was... Personally, me, I was asleep. But, like, seeing myself in the dream, and it felt... Like, you know those dreams you could feel? Like, have you guys ever had one of those?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. Like, and I was being fucked. But there was nobody there to see.
So there's no face or anything?
No.
It's invisible.
My disguise worked.
I told you to lock your window at night. It's your own fault.
Fuck.
She was
lefty
totally...
loosey, righty tighty.
Totally asking for it.
Right? I fucking planned that little thing out. Like, somebody come through my window and fuck me.
So how do you know the size then? Did you feel it? Like, do you think it's just like...
It did the job. That's all I know. Like, I don't know the size. It just, like, I had sex. There was nobody there.
She's trying to be nice and pull that it was just the right size line.
I don't know. It was a ghost. I don't even think they have sizes. It was just air. My
Did he use protection? Was there like a floating condom?
No,
while you're
I told
fucked?
Him I was allergic to latex.
It's a ghost. He got sheepskin.
Right?
She's like, just for once, can we try the other hole? He's all, hell no, you can get pregnant that way. So was it just the one time?
Just that one time.
Was this recent?
No, this was a long time ago. Oh. Like a long time.
And did
I,
you swallow?
I was like praying for it. No, I didn't do anything. He just fucked me. I was praying for it to come back.
Have you tried to make it come back since?
No, but I would like wish like fuck. I want that experience again.
What if you just think about it a bunch right before you go to sleep?
I pray, Holy Ghost.
Were you in different positions? Were you doing positions with a ghost?
There. I was just laying there. My hands were back.
Lazy.
No, it's not. Typical.
Hello, princess.
Yeah, I know. Shit, huh? Hi, princess.
I didn't ask to be fucked. I was sleeping.
She's like, since he wanted to fuck, he has to do the
work. Yeah, exactly.
Typical.
He made the move.
Every time.
Lazy. Maybe that's why he didn't come back, because your ass was lazy.
No right? one's coming back for some lazy-ass pussy.
Right? That bitch was terrible. All she did was lay there and yell, no.
This isn't consensual.
You wouldn't even move your hands. It was just like
they were held back by somebody. I don't know.
You were ghost raped.
They wouldn't move. They were just like
you were ghost gang banged.
There was actually multiple ghosts.
What were you wearing to bed? Maybe you were asking for it.
I was naked.
You were asking for it.
Yeah. You were
naked, window all the way open. I told you she liked trains.
Yeah, seriously.
One was holding I thought you were talking about down.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
I couldn't move. I was literally, I felt like Jesus on the cross. Like, I couldn't move.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, that's where. That's why she wears that Thomas the Train, the Thomas the Train Engine shirt. Because she loves trains.
Choo-choo. Choose a hole.
I think I could.
For all you know, you could have gotten DP'd by the ghosts.
Like, well, whatever. It was a very good experience, and like, I would do it again.
She's like, the more whatever. She thinks about it,
the more she like freaks
were.
Out. Oh shit!
I hope he's hearing rape. This right now. Please come to my room tonight.
The ghost just whispers in your ear, "Get tested."
It was consensual.
It's like, I'm not going back. You were lazy as fuck.
I promise I'll do better this time.
She's pregnant with a ghost baby. It's a new show on Fox this fall. Ghost baby.
Ghost Whisperer. New episode.
Brought to you by the creators of Glee.
So, that would be an awkward question, right? How'd you get pregnant? Well, see what had happened was...
I was fucked by a ghost.
I got drunk and fell asleep with my window open.
It's baby Jesus.
Yeah, the first time they
the gardener or our savior.
The first time God picked a virgin, the second time around he was like, you know what? Let's put him in a slutty chick and see what happens.
He wanted to go for Mary Magdalene this time. He's like, let me get a whore.
No, don't worry, you're already dead. You can't get anything.
Oh, fuck.
Could you imagine filling out child support papers for that? Who's the dad? A ghost?
You put down address, heaven.
The description. Fucking, I don't know, blank. Like, he's
I was
a ghost.
Inseminated by God.
I'm going to go try
you just
that.
Just put down the address of like a cemetery or something.
He said boot.
A forwarding address.
And so how long did the dream go on for? Was it like an all-night thing?
No. It was like for a good maybe 10, 15 minutes.
What?
It was a while.
And it was a quickie? Like... He's not going to come back.
Yeah.
What?
You were lazy. It was a quickie. And apparently it smells and tastes like Cheetos. So
the ghost didn't say that.
Why the fuck would he come back?
He was probably lactose. From all that cheesiness, of course he's not coming back.
Yeah, and you didn't swallow him.
He didn't ask me to.
He shouldn't have to ask.
It's like fries with the combo.
There, just do it. Like.
It's like fries with the combo. You don't ask, you just do it.
Yeah.
Wow. This time I will perform Ghost, so if you're hearing, please come in
tonight. She'll she performs swallow next
worst
time.
Experience ever.
I swear you can put it in my ass. And well, I will swallow.
Well, maybe he'll come back then.
He's up there with his ghost friends. You heard it. You heard it. She said like, I could put it in there.
And then they tell him, but isn't that the one you said burned when you touched her?
Mucho caliente.
Like pepper.
Whatever, guys. Just wait. A ghost is going to come in your room.
He's calling his Snapchat, like, fucking ghost friends. That Snapchat ghost. Casper.
Maybe I'll find him on Tinder.
He's on Ghost Snapchat to, like, fucking with his dick on your cheek, fucking taking a picture for his homie. Well, I guess you'll know, like, you fucking wake up one day and there's, like, a fucking outline of a dick on your cheek.
Oh, my God. Imagine. I'm like, I have proof.
It's like a birthmark. With, like, slime running down your pit.
Slimer. Aw, I'd love to be fucked by Slimer. Or the Marshmallow Man.
That would
Is stop. There anybody you won't fuck?
Yes, a black man.
Get off your high horse.
That would sell so fast.
Slimer.
What? And a marshmallow.
Would you
man.
Fuck Megatron? Would you fuck Megatron?
Oh, hell yeah. And fucking Bumblebee at the same time.
There is nothing, man. Nothing. Oh, man.
Well,
that did go south very
We
fast.
Should have a portion. Which inanimate object would Pepper fuck?
Fucking Transformers. All of them.
At once. Circle it up, boys. We're doing this.
She likes to stack them. Challenge accepted. Mission accomplished.
If I could do with a ghost, I could do with a fucking Transformer.
Hell yeah.
She just spits on her palms and just starts going to town. There's one. We're too deep. We're too deep.
And when it gets to like 4 or 5, start rolling up the sleeves and putting the hair up. Oh, this shit's getting serious now.
She takes out her weave.
What's going down tonight? You ready for me?
Here,
that's her
hair.
Revenge text for the ghost.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to show him what's up.
Robots instead.
I'm going to show him what he's missing. He caught me off guard that night.
Has anybody caught you on guard?
No.
Me neither.
Where'd I go? The ghost took me.
I like the element of surprise.
She's got to go to sleep sometime.
Freddy Krueger. That's Freddy Krueger status right there.
Right?
She's knocking out.
Maybe that's who did it. Maybe it was
I
Freddy.
I was just telling my boyfriend that. I was like, how about for Halloween you be Freddy Krueger and fuck the shit out of me? And then he's like, what's that saying he says? Like about in your, I'll catch you in your dreams, bitch, or something. I don't know what he says, but he told
that's
me that.
His line. I've been using that for years.
Something nightmare, bitch. I don't know, but I was like, yeah, that'd be cool to be fucked by Freddy Krueger.
Do you know the real life Freddy Krueger is actually gay?
Is he?
Tell me more.
Yeah. There you go, Cookie.
Yeah, he. I believe he lives in Laguna Beach because I used to work there, and my boss went to church with him.
And he made that movie. Wow.
Krueger went to church?
I know.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. And he's gay.
Out of all the things that she said, that was the thing that fucking... That yeah.
Church.
I was like, what? Did Krueger went to church?
That's crazy.
Burns. What was he? Christian? Muslim?
Catholic.
Ah, the more you know.
Shooting star.
Random trivia for the day.
Yeah, no shit. Holy fuck. That was interesting as hell, though. I mean, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, when you guys have that experience, let me know.
I mean, I've got...
I know you guys will watch.
I mean, I've had dreams where I was having sex, and
oh yeah, those are,
and I could feel it. I mean,
yeah, no, but I didn't have nobody to visualize. Like, it was just blank. I was there with my hands and feet, like, just
God, yeah. Like that. What is that one Kevin Bacon movie?
Which
you know
one?
What I'm talking about?
Footless?
It was a Kevin Bacon movie, and it was like Hollow Man.
Yeah,
Hollow Man.
Yeah, Tremors. Where he's like invisible,
oh,
and the
yeah.
chick can't
see
him, and he just see? Has sex with
like,
her.
That's exactly. Like, probably that's
now
what
you
happened.
Can visualize it. Now she's gonna go to town watching
yeah.
Hollow Man.
Watch it before you go to sleep, and then update us next week.
Right.
Let us see know how it works out.
Maybe it was Kevin Bacon.
Oh my
the more you know.
That.
I'm thinking it was just that homeless guy
that
lives around
soulmate.
The corner from her from her house, and like she doesn't close her window.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, you've seen her drink.
Yeah.
Passes out like dead to the world.
I don't
know shit. So, no, I mean, there was one dream that I had that I really couldn't see the girl that I was with. It was just like some...
Like you could see her body and her skin and all that, right? Like,
well, mostly like look at the top of her head and...
Oh, yeah, you saw something. I didn't see anything.
The back of it.
Her nose.
Yeah, that's it. That's about it.
See? At least you saw something.
And then... But, yeah, I guess... I don't know if that makes... That makes a difference, like yeah, like what you were talking about, like you can like feel it or whatever
yeah.
in the dream. Like, yeah, I did feel it, but I mean, I didn't have as good a time as you did. Something always woke me up. So
no, I made sure I finished. Like nothing's waking my ass up. I drank a lot that night.
She carry fishing herself.
It was
but just enough. Just enough.
It was a Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Num, 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 num.
So I'm telling you, it was, she got drunk and passed out, and the neighbor hopped in the window and hopped out.
Literally.
Disappeared like a fart in the wind.
And doesn't want to come back.
Because she was lazy and it tastes like Cheetos.
Boo.
Cheetos, really?
That's
better
what
that
he
than
said.
Funyuns.
It doesn't taste like Cheetos.
Oh, right.
It doesn't taste
salt like and vinegar chips.
Or
those, fucking sea salt or what?
Those Asian flavored shrimp chips.
Oh.
Well, see, I'd rather be called a Cheeto than like a fish or something like that. Like that's
sushi grade
or
tuna.
Sushi or nasty. I don't want to smell or taste like that.
Do you have a choice though?
When would you rather have?
No, about the way you taste. Can you control it?
Well, I'm very self-conscious. Very. So, I don't know. Like, I'm always scrubbing and shit and doing all that good stuff down there.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, so, I don't know where the fuck he got that I taste like a Cheeto. He was smelling his own fingers. I don't know. It was probably both of our juices mixed together and made a Cheeto. I don't know.
Juices.
Mine.
I was thirsty.
Does he eat a lot of Cheetos?
No.
He's lactose.
I don't know what he was smelling, but it wasn't me. I swear.
Are you sure his finger was only in the front hole?
Oh, it was in the back hole for a little bit.
Maybe he smelled.
Maybe next time you can aim for like a loaded baked potato or something.
Bacon.
With some cheese. Okay, well, tonight I'm going to have to ask him again.
Maybe he smelled the wrong finger. Sucks when that happens. You're like, oh, that wasn't the finger that was in the front.
Oops. You guys are out of hand soap.
It was a mixture. Same finger. He mixed it in the holes.
He like just touches your upper lip. He's all here. By the way, you're out of hand soap.
Just like this.
God.
That was a face caress for those of you who can't see what's going on.
Also known as the Dirty Sanchez.
Lord.
I've never been propositioned to do that. Or
or as I like to call it, the finisher.
One girl girl said, I want you to do something that, like, just totally blows me away and I've never seen before. So right as I'm about to come, I pull out of her and I jizz in my hand and I fucking threw it at the wall. And she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, have you ever seen that before? And she's like, no. I'm like, you're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Mission accomplished.
What did it look like?
Like a splat.
Like goo.
It looked
shit.
Like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Slime.
Well, what did get in my hand? I mean, got on the wall.
Does it look like slime?
Does it look like slime?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I never, like, I mean, I've seen it, but like,
she
it's always.
Has this, she has I always her tongue
swallow it.
Have eyes.
I swallow
usually
it.
Usually just goes right into the mouth.
Yeah, it just goes to my mouth and my vagina or my butt, but never, like, on the walls.
All that stuff I say about you is true.
Yeah. It's never missed?
No.
Damn.
One time somebody tried to get my face, and I shot it right back at him, and it hit his eye. So. I was like, you're not getting me, fucker. Hell no. Not the face.
Oh God, it hurts so bad though, for real.
What?
When you get it in your eye.
Yeah, his eye was all red for a whole week. So I guess
one time Jake from State Farm, he pulled out, and as soon as he pulled out, it shot in his eye, and he was like, yeah,
self facial.
He was like, fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, ah, I got it in my fucking eye. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah, that's
your pull-out game wasn't strong, bro. Sorry.
No, his pull-out game was too strong.
Apparently, right? I don't know.
Like, fucking just boners hit him in the face as soon as he pulls out. That's what you get for pulling out so early. There was, oh, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
What?
Yeah, but it had to do with her story, though.
With mine?
Yeah. Oh, fuck it.
My ghost story?
The way she tastes?
Shooting in the eye.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to the whole, like, nobody's ever, like, come all over your tits or whatever, you can't look
oh
down.
Yeah, like you can go anywhere on my body, just not my face.
But how can you not see that?
Because it's
on,
like,
your tits.
Just, I don't know, but on a wall, like the way he explained it made it look like a alien or something, like psh.
He's talking about it. Kind of just like somewhere
on
else
my
so
body,
no one's ever
just,
like accidentally like
on my body. It looks like spit, like it just looks like, I don't know. It's not that much,
I guess,
because I swallow half of it, or more, most of it. And then the remaining just...
Well, try to have somebody do it without, like...
Or I just wipe it off right away, because to me it's like, ugh. I don't know.
Okay, wait, so in your mouth is okay, but not on your face?
Yeah, because I can't see it. I'm tasting it, not seeing it.
What?
It's just like it, I don't know, like I'm afraid that it's gonna be all gooey or something, like
no.
It is,
I know, but it's not a pretty theme.
No, what I meant was
you were
like,
talking about fucking Slimer.
I know,
but that's
and
all
that
over
is
my
like,
body, like, oh,
100%.
He could go through me.
It was just kind
know,
of like weird because
like
if you like if it's okay for them to come in your mouth but not on your face, like
not my
so
face.
No money shots for you.
I have
what
I
about
say
okay.
One time, but like I didn't like it. I just I feel dirty, like a dirty whore, and I'm already a whore.
That's the
I don't
point.
Want to be a dirty whore.
Yeah, I was gonna say is it, that's
I'm already
kind of the
a whore.
Point, right?
You say it with such a negative connotation.
Embrace it. You'll like it. So, okay, what about this? What if it's from, like, the chin down? Does that still count as the face?
Yeah, it has to be from the neck down. Like, neck down, you could do it. No, not my hair, not my face. It has
well,
to be
I mean,
neck
obviously.
Down, body parts.
Like, who the fuck
I've
wants
had
to jizz
somebody,
in hair? Like,
I've had somebody with a foot fetish, and he loves certain toe colors. And I had, I think, this color, actually, I'm wearing today. And he nutted on my foot. He's like, let me nut on your foot. And he jacked off till he nutted on my foot.
Did you give him a foot job?
No, I was just like this.
Tease.
Like smoking a cigarette, just going about my business. Cause I was like, "You're gross. Like, you want a nut in my foot? Go right ahead. I ain't helping you." And he did it.
Oh, what?
Can anybody just walk up to you and do that? Or?
No. I was single at the time. So when I'm single, yeah.
This random person, hey, you know what?
He was a
can
friend.
I jizz on your feet?
He was a friend. I was helping him out.
Wow, you're an awesome friend. If I'm ever in that dire of a strait, remind me to call you.
Well, like, he literally got off on fucking feet. And he likes certain girls' nail polish colors.
They are nice feet.
Thank you. Like, he liked these this color.
Wait.
White.
Don't say anything. Give me 10 minutes.
There you go. Just wipe him after.
Oh, 10 seconds. That's a new record.
I thought that was weird, though.
Well, have you ever been asked that? What? To give, like, a foot job?
Yeah. Like, I will. Like, I'll go up and down, stroke them with my feet. But
yes, I know what a foot job is. I've been on Pornhub.
I will. Why would you want a foot rub?
A foot rub?
Yeah. Or, like, I mean, like, a jerk them off with your feet.
A foot job?
A foot job?
A foot job? I don't know. I don't do this often.
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the feet.
Yeah.
If they're like,
imagine they're like dirty toes. And
yeah, if some girl has some like gnarly ass feet. No.
She's been walking through the
yeah,
gravel.
That would be me. I have fucking gnarly ass feet.
Then that'll be a hard pass.
That's true. I hate feet.
I hate my feet. So, like,
I hate feet. Period. Like,
everything else can compensate for the feet because I just hate it. Like,
I give props to these nail salon people. Like, they go deep in the feet. I'm like, ew, I can never touch feet.
One would think, but I've always had, like, big feet, and I'm, like, short, so it's, like...
You look like a hobbit?
Yeah.
Looking Frodo.
I have Frodo feet. No, they do not have hair on top, at least. Jesus.
Thank God. Okay.
God.
Can you imagine?
At the very least.
Holy fuck.
A fucking hobbit. That's so sad.
What about you, Jasmine? Has any guy asked you for a foot job?
No, my feet are gross. No one's going to fucking ask me that.
Like, I don't do them for a reason.
Just wondering. Hey, there's people out there.
No. Actually, you know what? There was one dude who was, like, obsessed with feet that I've encountered, but he had said something along the lines of, like, the softest skin in a person's body is, like, the top of someone's foot.
Yeah.
And I felt mine, and I'm like, huh.
Top of someone's hand and feet. They're, like, the softest, supposedly.
And that's one thing that resonated, but I did not do any feet things with this dude.
You're wiping, just, motherfucker.
Just butt stuff.
Just butt stuff?
You're on my butt side.
No, I think in the whole time we've been having sex, and since, I guess that'd be like, what, 15 to now, I've only had three girls that, one that talked about giving me a foot job, then did a half-ass one over the top of my shorts, and then... two of them that actually did it, and by their own request, not by mine. I was like, so just stand here? Yeah, just stand there.
Do they look like monkeys or something when they're doing it, the way they're, like, just sitting in front of you?
Right?
One of them knew what she was doing and knew how to do it, so no. She laid on her stomach and just kind of, like, put it between, like, the arches of her feet, and it felt like I was getting a hand job.
She laid on her stomach?
Yeah, and she just, like... bent her legs up and just, like, put her feet down that it was, like, in between like that.
Shit.
She's, like, taking
I lay on my back and do this shit.
Yeah, well, the one of them that did that looked like she was having a fucking hell of a time with it. I was like, are you sure you know what you're doing, man? I'm like, this isn't feeling very good. Fuck, can you at least clip your toenails?
Can you at least take
off
your
shoes? Contortionist level where they're, like, bent, her bent over and just, like, leaving their
Oh, that's fucking
it's
wrong.
Like sandpaper.
She's like, I'm sanding your dick down.
You'll,
like,
thank me,
like,
later.
Like a fucking orangutan.
Making it smooth.
I'm exfoliating your shit.
It feels like a pet egg. Like,
right, I was gonna say that right now. I was so gonna say that.
a pumice stone.
Fucking headache.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, that's what it would feel like if a girl with calluses gave you a foot job. Like, yo,
headaches are like great to grind.
Jerking
like,
off with a pumice stone in your hand.
Oh, did you hear what I said?
No.
Pet eggs are good for, like, grinding up pills and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, of course you have to fucking buy a clean one, you know, but, like, yeah. I remember a friend of mine used that shit for, like, grinding up, like, oxy and stuff and, like, snorting it, yeah.
Unless you have a foot fetish, then you don't buy a new one. You just use the old one.
Right. When you're in a pinch.
And you find the oldest one you can find.
It has your feet.
No, no, not, that one looks too new. Give me something with some mileage on it.
You snort your feet skin and
snorting, like, fucking foot cells and shit.
That's gross.
Dead foot cells.
That's called recycling.
That's making the most of the things that you have to work with.
Yeah,
all right, guys, it looks like we're coming up on our time here. Thanks for joining us again this week, and we're gonna have another one maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, who knows. We'll see what the week brings, but we are gonna be back with another installment, so stay tuned in. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page. It's Rice and Beans Podcast, and obviously the website, riceandbeanscast.com. Got some stuff in the discussion boards, and we're going to go ahead and retire, I think next week, we're going to go ahead and retire the Snapchat dick pic contest. So shortly thereafter, we're going to go ahead and put up another one. So until next week.
I like my cookie with nuts.
One more step to the edge and I'm gone. It's been so fucking long, but still I sit with a pen and with a pen. One more step and I promise there's no tomorrow. Falling off, never hear me again. That's not the way. Got my lemon story in. We hanging around, making them bucks. Standing here, victorious. Chronicles, steady posted at one. Going to stick around, it's all just begun. So where do you come from? Where do you start? Where do you go when it all falls apart? The lies in the mirror, how to shoot the past. Never see beyond the shadows they cast. Who can say what we do, obsessed with me. Compelled by greed to design the things that are killing me. So I want to control, sucked in once again. Broken records spin round in my head. Goals of my way.